Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I see your willing heart, and I see the work of your hands. I am not unrighteous to forget that you labor and have labored for my name. Trust me for the outcome of the days ahead as I spend your life like change in my pocket, utterly. For the glory of the cross, you have a servant's spirit, always ready to step in and help, even when it goes unnoticed. You've done countless small acts of service, not for recognition or praise, but out of a genuine desire to make a difference in the lives of others. I see the many times you've offered your help without thanks afterwards, and the countless instances where you've been overlooked and unappreciated. But know this, says the Father, I see everything. Your faithfulness in seeming insignificant matters has not gone unnoticed by me. I am placing a special anointing on your hands. As Jesus, as my son, places his hands upon yours, I'm empowering you to bring healing and restoration to others. The very first assignment is this. I have a specific person in mind, an elderly woman who is suffering from chronic pain. Through your touch, I will release my healing power into her body, bringing relief and renewal. Don't underestimate the power of your simple acts of service. Each act of kindness, each offering of help, each moment, says the Father, of putting others before yourself, creates ripples of goodness that extend far beyond your immediate awareness. You may not see the full impact of your actions, but I assure you, they are not in vain where others are concerned, and they are not in vain where you are concerned. For what you make happen for others, I will make happen for you. You are like a quiet river, steadily flowing, nourishing the land around it with its life-giving waters. That river may not be boisterous or attention-grabbing, but its consistent flow sustains life and brings beauty to the landscape. In just this way, your unwavering obedience and willingness to serve are fulfilling my purposes in ways you may not even understand. You may feel hidden or unseen, but I assure you, I see everything. I see your heart, your motives, your every act of service, no matter how small. You are bringing glory to my name, even in the most hidden corners of your service. Your humility and selfless devotion are a fragrant offering to me. Continue to serve with a humble heart, knowing that your true reward is not found in the fleeting recognition or thanks of others, but in the everlasting approval of your Heavenly Father. The applause of men fades, but my love and approval endure forever, beloved. Your obedience and service are laying up treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust can destroy, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.